Now that Thanksgiving has passed, we'll find ourselves in a mad dash to Christmas. And just beyond that, of course, New Year's, 32 days from today, when no one will be in Times Square to watch that ball drop to ring in this new year and bring an end to this one that can't be over soon enough. But for the church, we don't have to wait because, as far as the Catholic calendar is concerned, today is New Year's Day. Each year, the church calendar begins anew with the beginning of Advent and our active preparation for the coming of the Christ. Active preparation, that's really what the word Advent means in Latin. Joyfully and actively preparing for the coming of an important guest. We know what that's like. Had you been able to have people to your home on Thanksgiving, you would have spent more time preparing, making sure things were a little cleaner, the silverware was a little more polished, whatever the case may be, to show how honored you are to welcome these fine people into your home. Well, our active preparation for the coming of Christ shows just how honored we will be when he comes into the home, this planet that the Lord God has given us. But we're reminded always and everywhere of the two comings of Christ. The celebration of his birth in Bethlehem, that's history. It's already happened. But also, and more importantly for our purposes, the anticipation of his return in glory. That's mystery, because we don't know when it's going to happen. But just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen at all. We have to take a page out of Israel's playbook. They believed that God was going to send them a Messiah. They didn't know when the Messiah was going to come, so they had to be actively preparing for what turned out to be thousands of years. We must be doing the same as we await Christ's return in glory as our King. And throughout these 20 Christian centuries, the motto, the mantra of the Advent season has always been the same, and it's the last verse of the Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 20, just three words, "Come, Lord Jesus." Or in Aramaic, as it was originally spoken, Maranatha. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Perhaps you've seen that word or heard that phrase, but that certainly needs to be the Advent sentiment in our minds, in our hearts, and on our lips. How much more this year than ever before do we need to say, come, Lord Jesus. Be a light to our darkness in this world that just doesn't seem to make sense anymore with all the problems we've had with the masks and the coronavirus and the tests and the pandemic and the protests and the political unrest. All these different problems that have plagued us throughout this year, come, Lord Jesus, because he is greater than our greatest problems. He is greater than our greatest sins. And that is why in his greatness, but also in his humility, in his mercy, and in his great love for sinners like me and you, Jesus decided to come once to be born in the flesh, and he will come again in glory that one day we might be born into eternity and enjoy with him the fruits of the resurrection forever. But it's very hard to prepare for the coming of the guest when you don't know when they're going to come. That's why Jesus' only advice, as he says to us in the gospel today, is watch, wake up, be alert, be prepared, so that always and everywhere, whether he comes today, tomorrow, or the next day, we'll find ourselves not only ready for him to come, but joyfully looking forward to his arrival. And so, as Isaiah said in the first reading, my friends, we are clay in the hands of the potter. And so we are his creation. Let him do his will in us and through us. And if we allow that process to happen, that transformation that turns the sinner into a saint, then perhaps we can get beyond all the crises we face this year. Perhaps we can go from the cross to the crown, as we all hope to one day, in the resurrection. And so in 32 days, on New Year's Day, some people are going to make some resolutions. And usually those are about eating better or eating less, getting more sleep, spending less time at work and more with your family, getting more exercise, whatever the case may be. But on this New Year's Day for the church, we are empowered and encouraged to set some spiritual resolutions for the church's new year. How can we more actively prepare for the coming of the Christ? Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, into my heart and into my home, into my marriage and into our family, into this church and into our community, into my workplace where nobody likes each other, into my school where we seem to get locked out and put on Zoom far too frequently. Come, Lord Jesus, come into this world darkened by sin and death and show us the way to the Father's house. What kind of resolutions can we set this year to make this an Advent like no other in this year that certainly, lamentably, is like no other? maybe we can keep it simple, just to pray more, treat people better, sin less, and try harder to do God's will instead of always being the captain of my own ship, clay in the hands of the potter. Come, Lord Jesus. My friends, God couldn't love us more, and he can't love us less, because his love for us is already perfect for him. May our observance this Advent, our joyful, active preparation for the coming of the Christ, the celebration of his birth, the anticipation of his return in glory, help us to have a more perfect love for him.